Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Say that the Lymans were reporting in from Fernandina,
the villages.
The villages. Fernandina, because Fernandina Beach, are they different places?
Maybe they're at the beach.
Fernandina Beach is on Amelia Island. And it's like one of the bigger,
on the Atlantic coast.
Yes, it's on the Atlantic coast.
Below and Jacksonville.
And Fernandina Beach, when Tony Oliva was in the last group of Cubans signed by Papa Joe Cambria before Castro pretty much shut it down, they flew to Mexico, and then they went to Fernandina Beach, which was the... had been the training camp for the minor leaguers of the Washington Senators, but it was the first year of the Twins, 61, and they were still in Fernandina Beach, and they were going to send Tony home because it was like the middle of April, and they'd already set all the rosters. And then on April 20th, the Bay of Pigs occurred.
He
couldn't go home. And he ended up that summer eventually playing for Wytheville, North Carolina, a rookie league team, and hitting 411, and the rest was history. But I've always thought that back then they had these little places where they held their minor league spring training. And I remember, I think the Giants were there at one time as their minor league team because when the Millers were a Giants team, I remember seeing their Fernandina Beach dateline because Tommy Breyer talked him into spending a week in spring training.
Wouldn't it be great if it was still on a beach?
Oh, wouldn't it?
Spring training?
Oh. Yeah, because, you know, the Cocoa, you got your Cocoa Beach, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Astros were in Cocoa. There's no similarity between Cocoa Beach, which is on the water, and Cocoa, which is in the jungle.
Where did the Dodgers train for years?
Vero Beach. Fantastic.
That's on the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, it is. Palm trees. You were there. Palm trees for the outfield fence.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, they had a berm, and then if you hit it up over the palm trees, it was a home run.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but also...
But they're in Arizona now, right? The Dodgers?
Yeah, they got out of there. But they used to go, they used to break camp and go out to California. You know, they'd leave Vero and they'd play games and stop in Arizona and play games. And play games in Palm Springs for about a week or 10 days. But Vero Beach, Dodger Town, was a famous place. But honest to God, home plate and the first base dugout, the third base dugout, the stands were like 30 feet.
Oh, my God.
And they had a screen as wide as me, which is kind of wide, but that's all. I mean, how they didn't kill 100 people a year.
When did spring training become an industry?
Yeah, after.
Because it was not an industry.
Oh, God, no.
When I covered it.
No, not at all.
It was at Tinker Field in Orlando.
Yes, yes. It was not a. There were games. There were games.
They played the schedule.
I was the beat guy 74 through 78. They'd have 200 for most games.
Right.
Right. You know, 150, 200. The Red Sox had come over from Winter Haven a lot, and they might draw 500. And then the Yankees would come, and they'd get 1,000 people, but that was it. Tinker didn't hold many more than 1,000. All they got left at Tinker is like a little monument square that they got Tinker. Yep. Here sat Tinker Field. But you know what about Tinker? Your life was in danger in that neighborhood, but you never noticed it, right. You know? But you know how you knew your life was in danger, though? Because a couple blocks away was a Church's Chicken. And if there was a Church's Chicken, watch your ass.
So, wouldn't to answer Joe's question, because the Twins moved to Fort Myers in 91, right?
Yes.
That's when wouldn't you say that that was probably when?
I would say that was it.
It became an industry?
That's when you started luring teams to. Yeah, that Orlando got first dibs to build something, and they wouldn't do it. So,
oh, wow, okay.
So they said that.
Well, let me ask a Tony O question, Patrick. Because I did not know that story. Who's the talent evaluator that said, yeah, let's send this kid back to Cuba?
Well, they already had all their rosters for their full season teams set. And they got delayed so long in Mexico that they flew in like 15 Cubans, but they told all but two or three of them to go home after. Because they hit about 6 fly balls to Tony, and he almost killed himself.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He was not a good outfielder.
Especially in the lights. If they ever played him at night, it was like he never played in the lights in his entire life. So it was because he was a bad outfielder.
Okay.
But the Bay of Pigs, then they sent him to Charlotte because Minnie Mendoza was a Cuban veteran that knew Tony, and so Tony somehow contacted him, and he said, well, come and live with me. And then Mendoza talked the Twins into letting him stay and go play with the rookie league team, which worked out okay.
Yeah.
Your current Twins?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
They're not interesting.
They can't hit. It's incredible how rotten they are.
They're bad.
So they're playing Detroit, which has lost 11 of 13 to start the month.
When they came here.
Yeah. 11 of 13.
Yep.
And on Thursday, the Twins are comfortably going along to win a game, 4-2 or something. And then Jorge Lopez, who's now having mental issues, did you see that? We put him on the DL for mental.
Is he the guy who came over from Baltimore last year?
Yes, yes. Yeah. The guy with the bad hairdo.
Yeah, he got the bad blonde
hair. Bad hairdo. And he came in and gave up a quick five, right?
Sure did.
Then he gave up a quick five. And so they lost that game. That was the next day, Detroit has what we now call a bullpen game, right? Mm-hmm. They use an opener. Joe, they use 6 pitchers. I follow baseball fairly close.
I think so.
The first 5 could have been pitching for Hanska. I never heard of any of them. I never heard of any of them. Honest to God, I'm telling you, I always look at the roster when the season opens. None of these guys were on the roster. They've had about 4 of their starting pitchers hurt and aren't pitching. And these guys dazzled us for 8 innings, and then they get this Shrevey, who used to be a reliever for the Yankees, pitch tonight. And then they turned around Sunday and did the same thing. The same guys pitched, and they... Unbelievable.
I didn't get to see much, but I saw the inning that perfectly encapsulated the 4-gamer against the Tigers. It was the bottom of the 8th. Here we come.
They're trying to give us runs.
Yes.
They walked 2 and hit 2.
We've got
a bloop single.
We got the bases juice.
First 5 batters.
Yep.
2 runs, and they hit a guy in the head. They hit another guy, and they walked 2. So that's the Twins really, and 1 bloop hit. That was it, right?
And so here we go.
Yep.
We got bases juice. Nobody down. Here comes Farmer.
Farmer popped up.
And he tried. Yeah, he tried to get the ball to the outfield to get the guy in. Okay, we didn't work out.
Here comes Joey.
My God, here comes Joey freaking Gallo. And I said this when they signed him.
He struck out 4 times yesterday.
Yes, 4 for 4.
Yes, he did, sir. And I believe in the last at-bat, he only made contact once.
Yes.
I think he fouled 1 ball off in the at bat I saw.
And then
And then here comes Buck.
But I will say, in their defense, the only other option they had was Chubby. They didn't have any players left, right?
Oh, I suppose.
I don't think. But Buxton, by then they had a right-hander in who threw hard.
Mm-hmm.
Buxton had zero chance.
None whatsoever.
Everybody was mad because he took strike three. Well, he couldn't have touched it.
He wouldn't have hit it anyway.
He would have missed it by a foot.
He was begging for it to be a ball.
Yes.
You know what Kyle Farmer said? Baseball is a hot and cold game.
Yes. Oh, yeah. What was the rest of the quote, though?
And we're kind of lukewarm.
No,
right now.
You ain't lukewarm, no, baby. You're like
ice cold.
You're like Lake Superior in the middle of January, diving through the little bit of ice there. That's what you jackasses are. God almighty.
Now, Boston comes in the same kind of situation as Detroit, down and out.
They just took two or three from the Yankees. Well, they did sweep them.
They beat the Yankees.
They'll probably get better this time too.
Oh God, yes, they're gonna. They came in here like they flew in by themselves just to get here.
They gotta get rid of that dumb City Connect jersey that they wore last night on because they were the Sunday night baseball game last night. That yellow and blue nonsense. Yeah, that's gotta go.
I don't understand that.
Well, it's a tribute to the marathon, which I get, but it's god awful.
Wyndham Clark.
Yeah, what do you think we would have done with that name in the baby walk?
Wyndham? We probably would have foghorned
that.
I think we would have given it the foghorn. I got to tell you a baby walk story first.
All right.
And then we can get to Wyndham Clark. The ace pitcher for my granddaughter's 14-year-old softball team.
I'm ready.
Isabella Swanson. Yeah. We gave her the approval.
Oh.
Both of their children.
Really?
They marched them both through.
How many kids are wandering around this state having been approved by us?
Yes.
Or disapproved by us.
I told her that. I said, we approved your name. And she looked at me like I was from another planet. Right. But her dad
Well, I'll give you guys some perspective because we get asked about every year around this time as we get closer to the fair, we always get the emails, what day is the baby walk going to be?
Yeah, people still think it's going.
The last kid that came through the baby walk line just played in an 11U baseball tournament this weekend. It's been that long since you guys did.
That was your son?
That was my kid, my oldest.
Yeah, we just lost the fellow who did our tournament names. Remember the guy?
Really?
John, it'll come to me.
Did he really? Yeah. Not that old? What happened?
In his 70s.
Was he?
Yeah,
wow.
Wasn't doing well.
John, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, that was work.
Well, it got to the point where his wife wouldn't let him do it anymore.
Right. Yeah, she wanted to do other stuff. She wanted to go to a trip to Europe or something instead. No, I can't. The state basketball girls tournament.
That was one of my first experiences with you guys working here. And I thought, what the hell is this? There are people lined up for 6 miles down the state fair. The baby walk. Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
One year, I think we had over 100. Because we used to have to go beyond the
big stage.
Yeah.
We used to have to go beyond the hour.
And didn't even charge them.
We did, however. You get the feisty gal, usually when they had a tattoo or two, and I mean, the young mom with a tattoo, and you'd turn, and she'd have, like, turpin or something like that. She'd give you the finger. Give you the one arm. We got a few one-arm salutes. What'd you think of the golf tournament? I love the golf course, didn't you?
I don't like the backdrop of the buildings.
No, but it is unique to say that you can have this plot of land, next to Sunset Strip.
That reminds me.
The Troubadour was right next door to the place, for God's sake.
So was the Playboy Mansion was on the 14th hole.
Why didn't they have a drone and show us the... They must not have let them use a drone, because otherwise they could have went over and showed us that. Apparently, the Playboy Mansion still has monkeys and stuff running around.
You don't like monkeys.
You can hear them.
Yeah, they haven't.
You don't like monkeys.
I don't like them, but they haven't rounded up all the animals that Hugh used to have there, so they're just running around, I guess.
I read this over the weekend and saved it knowing you guys were going to bring this up. Do you guys know about the tax loophole that the L.A. Country Club...
I did read that.
Did you read the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's quite impressive, the money that they're able to dodge.
Pat, that plot of land where that golf course is worth 8 billion.
$8 billion.
But because of the way Californians have voted for property tax relief over the years, they're included in that, and they pay, I don't know what it was, $250,000 a year.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's the $8 billion assessed land value would typically mean hundreds of millions in property taxes alone, but LACC only pays $220,000 in annual taxes.
$220,000.
This is because of two rules. LACC is owned by its members and registered as a nonprofit, so they benefited when California voters passed a ballot in 1960 that lowered the value at which officials were allowed to assess nonprofit golf courses. This nonprofit rule also applies to other LA-based golf clubs. Then Riviera, in 1978, that's exactly what they said, Bel Air and Brentwood and Wilshire Country Club. In 1978, voters passed Proposition 13. This new law rolled back the assessed land value to its 1975 level and more or less froze that value in time. So that's the tax value that uses from 1975.
Because what would the taxes be on $8 billion
of property?
Oh, my
God. In California?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Well, it is an incredibly haughty membership, apparently.
It makes Augusta look like a public course.
Well, plus, here's what you're reminded of, and you've played golf courses like this. We did it when we were in Scotland. The tee box is here.
Yep.
I mean, the green is here, and the tee box is 20 feet away.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of a problem. They only put 23,000 on the course because they don't have enough room. Now, the Boston Country, the country club in suburban Boston, I was there. And that's the same, but they tried to put, like, the last time they had the Ryder Cup, I wasn't there, but they had to try to put, like, 40,000 people on there. What the, it doesn't work, you know? But
I have your number, Joe. The true value is $8 billion. The assessed value is $22 million from 1975. Okay. Their annual property tax savings is $80 million.
They have...
Annually?
Annually.
Wow.
They have... They have some influential old money on that.
These aren't celebrities.
There's a Guggenheim in there, I heard.
Really?
There's a Guggenheim,
yeah.
You could buy a lot of diversity directors for
the membership. We didn't even get the traditional membership guy talking to the president of the club, did we, on the broadcast? You usually get one. I don't. They wanted to be totally undercover.
John Stadolka. He did our... Sports
That's
names
right. John,
during the high school
sorry
tournaments.
Sorry to hear about it. We should have sent a bouquet of
John
flowers.
John Stadolka, great man, great living American.
Wow.
Yep.
When did he pass
oh,
from
2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
John Stadolka.
Didn't know that.
Hmm.
Some of those, you know, there's a lot of people out there getting old, and you and I just stay pretty much on our toes here, pretty young.
Yeah. Got old right there at the end of sports.
Sure
show.
Did. GL.
Or GL. Yeah. Oh, God.
That's right.
You're going to be on some show.
Oh, Patrick, we got to add to the list.
Add to the list, yes.
I got notification last evening.
What?
Because Stu Thornley is the official scorer of the Minnesota Twins. I am the official scorer of the list of things Royce doesn't like.
Yeah.
And we are adding to it today.
What?
Barrels.
You don't like barrels?
Barrels in baseball.
Oh, the bat.
Barrels,
yes, yes.
We aren't getting enough barrels.
Oh, they didn't put the
we
barrel.
We need more barrels.
Yeah, give me that.
Barrels.
Barrels.
Oh, we want more barrels, and we had more barrels than they did today. Kiss my barrel. Kiss my barrel right there.
It is a little pressure.
Oh, God. It's always barrels. Yeah. Barrels, barrels, oh, barrels.
Yeah.
God almighty. You guys don't, you know, we didn't have a lot of barrels today. It's kind of another way of saying it. We really suck.
Oh, my God. You know? We do.
It's unbelievable.
Can we get back to Wyndham Clark?
Yes. Oh.
I think
played well.
I don't think Ricky Fowler will ever win a major.
No, he won't.
I don't think he's good enough.
You know how many golfers? He joined the tour in 2010.
Yep.
You know how many, for all his fame?
Yep.
How many tournaments he's won?
Five. Yep.
He won the Players. I'll give him that. That's a mini major.
Yep.
And, but I don't think he's won one since 14, right?
No, and he's a fine guy. He's
a good,
fun.
Nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
And you know what else I don't like, though?
Oh, boy.
They don't show us the wives anymore.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Does that go on the list?
Me Too thing. Huh?
Does that go on the list?
Well, I don't think it's enough, because okay. it would violate the Me Too movement. But
true.
We don't get to see the babe wife anymore. I mean, he's married to Allison Stocky. As pole vaulters go.
Yeah. We would have had her in our league.
First draft choice.
Yeah. Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Hall of Fame. She would have been a first draft choice in the WPVA.
Yeah, the World Professional Pole Vaulting Association.
Yes.
We were going to be the commissioner.
I know you were.
After the Sydney Olympics, we were going to have that. Yeah. She would have been a first draft choice. You know, as buxom as she is, you got to be a hell of a pole vaulter to, you know, keep clearing that thing. Well, they go over back first now, so everybody does.
Well, I'm not done with Wyndham.
No.
I predict he will win majors.
He will win.
He is really good.
Oh, he hits it 100 miles.
Yep.
And he's got the, he had the cojones yesterday.
Yeah, he withstood the pressure.
He hit the shots. He made two straight bogeys. And he said, what's going to happen? And he, boom, he hits a drive, though. You know, it is amazing, though, how these golf courses can possibly defend themselves when they're hitting it. That one, Rory just hit that one 353.
Right.
What?
This is a course 90% of them had never seen before.
Yes. Yeah.
McIlroy had never seen it.
Cantley,
he only saw it by watching videos.
Yeah, they said Cantley had played it a lot. Is it?
The West Coast college guys played it. Homa played it and some of the, Saghi, Thiele, and those guys.
Homa never was. Did he even make the cut? I don't know. He might have made the cut.
I don't know. They don't put the money in anymore either.
Don't put
either.
The money in. You're
but that was a $3 million victory. I looked it up.
3.6.
Yeah. So the caddy had a nice day,
What was
too.
Your point about Fowler? You said he should have taken the live money? You said that's
Yeah, he should have taken the live money because they were going to offer him a huge amount of money. And he's not that good a player.
Homa did not make the cut.
Mm. He's not, he's a...
But he's a big enough name that he would have been a draw.
Yeah. They would have wanted him to. I like the fact he doesn't dress like a clown anymore.
Right.
Pretty much, he still has the logo stuff and the Puma, but it's not.
I didn't get to watch much over the weekend, but did they make a big deal about Monahan stepping down? Brought up?
No, not come up much at all.
Really?
You know what else they did? It was always the marine layer. And it wasn't fog. Or the June gloom that they call. They call it the June gloom.
Right.
We never once said the June gloom is still rolling in,
I had righteous young people saying, how can you watch this given the live deal? Well, it was a USGA event.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a PGA event.
Plus,
have you bought gas for the last 25 years, as a kid I used to have said?
I know which one said that.
It's a little different situation because you took the princess's guy, the killer princess guy, and put him in the chairman with Monahan. But we do a lot of business with Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like if we start boycotting everybody that does any business with Saudi Arabia, you're not going to buy another Ford in your life or something like that.
Right.
So
right.
Anyway, we're stuck with them.
Yeah.
And
plus, it was a USGA event, and they can let in who they want to let in, or you got to qualify.
Yeah.
Got to qualify.
Yeah, well, a lot of the live players. I mean, they made peace. What the hell? Let them play. No, that's... They bought the peace, but so what?
That's true. I don't know what to make of it. I just like watching the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I do, too. And
that's not good. I should be taking a stand.
Well, you softened on this a little bit, just like you did the pitch clock.
USGA. This wasn't the PGA.
I'm not arguing with you.
There's nothing. They don't share common directors or presidents or vice presidents.
In fact, of all the majors, the PGA doesn't have any of them. The PGA of America the PGA, the Masters, and the U.S. Open, and the British Open are all not the PGA Tour doesn't have anything.
The PGA's got John Deere.
They got the Players
Championship.
Players. Yeah.
Some designated events.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? I think this kid Clark will show up again, though.
I do, too. He was pretty square-jawed.
Or another sure bet would be to say Wyndham Clark will win another major before Fowler wins a major.
Oh, Fowler.
I don't think he can.
He doesn't hit it that
big. He doesn't hit it hard enough.
He's got a putt like a son of a gun. You know what? Rory, nobody hit it
better.
I'm
not taking him in a putting contest.
Can't putt.
No.
I said he never, that he's never going to win the Masters because he can't putt, which is a putting contest. But yesterday, he didn't even get ooh.
Right.
He only had about three oohs.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, the crowd likes to go ooh when if you're within 5 feet. He never came close to making a long putt. That wasn't the putt on that he did save par on 17, like 9 feet, his longest of the day or something?
Yeah.
He can't putt. But boy, can he hit it. Oh, man.
He can hit it a long way.
It's amazing.
Can he hit it further than DeChambeau?
No, I don't think so. But he can hit it straighter.
But DeChambeau, I'm glad to see, isn't doing much because I can't stand watching him.
No.
He's too stiff.
Yeah. Even now that he's not
too
Bluto.
Tight.
He's too tight.
Oh, he is too tight.
He's too
even
tight.
Even now that he's not Bluto, he's still too tight.
Right.
He's way too tight. But and they made a big deal about it on TV, but they're right. How high Rory hits it. It's ungodly.
Yeah.
He hits it to the moon.
What is the advantage of that? Why do you want to hit it? I suppose so it doesn't move when it lands.
When it lands, stays there. It's supposed to stay there. Yeah. But they were a little worried about that golf course when those guys shot 62 in the morning, though.
Yeah.
They said, the fairways are huge.
Yeah, no members of that place really made themselves visible during this tournament.
No, they don't want us to know who they are.
Yeah. Who are they? Hedge fund guys?
I don't know.
Guys that came over on the Mayflower?
They're not first generation, most of them, I wouldn't think. They've been...
Well,
100
years ain't what it used to be.
That's right. we've already said that.
Yeah.
What was it, 1919 or 1923? 1923. They must have some political people that... Make him get away with paying no taxes.
Huh? Ronald Reagan was a member.
Yes. Probably very rare for a Hollywood guy to be a member. So.
Well, they probably allowed him in when he was governor of California.
Yeah, that was probably it. Did he play?
I don't know.
He
was a wood chopper. He was like George W. He liked to chop brush.
Does Junior play? George Junior play?
Yeah, he plays. Plays, yeah.
Does he?
Yep.
Not like the old man who loved it, right?
No, W's a player. Okay. He likes to play.
Mm-hmm.
The Bush family was known for how fast they played.
Really?
They like to play fast.
I thought it was going to be even more of a problem the time of game yesterday, but it was still 5 hours, right?
Yeah, well, they started an hour earlier.
Yeah, they would have had to. It would have been
Saturday night. It went right till 10.
I was going to say that's why it ended early. I didn't know they started an hour early.
Would
have
they had time for
done.
The three-hole playoff if they got one?
I thought the U.S. Open was the next day.
Not anymore.
We changed it.
I think it's a three-holer.
They might have not been able to finish.
I don't think they still play 18.
I thought they waited till the next day.
We had the one out here, the lowest moment in the history of Minnesota athletics when 91. When we got the playoff between the worst playoff ever, Payne Stewart shot 75 and Scott Simpson shot 78.
Yeah.
But if you had a ticket for Sunday, you could watch Monday, and we had 30,000 Minnesotans show up to watch two people play golf.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And they teed off at 1.
Mm-hmm.
At noon, there were people sitting in the stands on 16,
mm-hmm.
where they were going to be in about 3-4 more hours.
It's so funny you brought that up, because over the weekend, my kid, he's working on different things, and he was going to do the 65 All-Star team that you told him to last mm-hmm. time he was in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, buddy, I got another one for you. You got to look up how many events we hosted in 91, because we had, mm-hmm. now you guys need to help me, we had the World Series. We had the Final Four in that span, like that 6-month span.
91 and 92, right.
So we had the 91 World Series, the 91 Stanley Cup Final.
Right.
We had the 92 Final Four, the Super Bowl in 92, and the, was it the U.S. Open?
What
was
U.S. Open in 91.
The U.S. Open in 91. Am I missing something?
We had everything but the Kentucky Derby, I always said, that, we didn't have the...
In that stretch.
Yeah, five, all of the big five, basically.
No football.
Yeah, we had the Super Bowl.
I mean, a Super Bowl, but no Viking type stuff.
No, but I was thinking, did I miss anything else other than those five?
Mm-hmm. No.
And he just said, we had all, I said, yep, within like whatever, 6 months or whatever it was. Everything
well,
was here.
Well, it would have been 91 Stanley Cup would have been first, right?
Yep.
And then World Series.
And no, the Open would have been before the
Open. Yeah, that's right. 91
right.
Open.
Yep, you're right.
91 Open. Yeah, right after, though.
Yeah.
2 weeks after. The Stanley Cup ended on May 31st, Memorial Day.
Okay.
Last day of May, I think it was. And then it would have been the World Series.
Yep.
And then the U.S. Open. And no, we had the Final Four, too.
Yeah, I said the Final Four was after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those days are not going to happen again.
I don't think so, Joe. I don't think so.
Although, this weekend, we got Taylor Swift for two nights.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
60,000, and then we got the gay parade on Sunday with a lot of people downtown.
Oh, boy.
So downtown Minneapolis is going to have a lot of people wandering around.
Why don't you ask your partner what he did on Saturday in downtown Minneapolis?
I went to the Stone Arch Bridge Festival.
Okay.
But I thought it was on the St. Anthony Main side. Of the river.
On the other side?
It's on the other side. And I had my scooter. Uh-huh. And so I was kind of trapped in some heavy, heavy traffic. Mm-hmm. And then, because I went because I heard there was going to be a display of British cars.
Well,
I didn't see a car.
There wasn't.
So I got there and it was a bunch of, you know, tents and food and people selling bracelets. And it was a gender festival. It was quite a display of the variety of genders that we now have. Yeah, and it was a very big success, but the battery in my scooter fell apart. I had to put that back together. And then I never did see a car.
I would have been in trouble because if the battery would have fell apart, I would have been
Hey, buddy, can you help?
The gender fest. Ma'am or God, whoever the hell you are here, come on. Can you come over here? And you with the muscles, come over
you
here.
You look like you could use a wrench. Get over here and help me with this battery.
So I don't know where the cars were, but they were supposedly there. I never saw that.
So
I was there for about 10 minutes.
So when you got to take like the River Road and stuff, though.
Yeah.
You're not getting on the freeway.
No, God, no. I came to St. Paul's side on the River Road.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then you got to cut through campus.
Yes.
On the way home, I was able to go River Road all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the way to.
It was a failed experience. Why did this
never going again?
You always think of the other side of the river.
I thought it was over St. Anthony Main area.
Mm-hmm.
No, the other side.
Yeah.
By the buildings.
Well, boy, that was a bold move for you.
Well, it was a very much an adventure, and I won't do it again.
Kenny asked you, did you do this being held at gunpoint, or did you do this willingly?
No, I wanted to go see the cars.
You wanted to go see the cars, he says.
And I didn't find them.
That's good. Do you still got the MG?
No, I sold the MG.
So you got nothing.
Oh, God, I got stuff.
You got stuff.
Yeah, I got stuff. Triumphs.
All right.
Yeah. But I wasn't about to take a car over there. It was bad enough zipping around in a scooter.
Right, right.
Which is what you take to an event like that.
Because it's easy to park.
Because you can get in and out and
that's
bing,
right.
bang, boom, you know. Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out, though.
No.
Okay.
And I know the cars were there because I read an announcement somewhere that the cars were not going to be there yesterday, Sunday, because the owners feared rain.
I have a new proposal for all baseball teams.
All right.
And sports teams in general. Hockey has already announced this. I got no problem with gay pride. But
what do you do with the nuns in Dodger Stadium?
If you're
going
to.
Remember the Twins had nun days?
If you're going to invite the nuns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to have nun days.
Nun days.
If you're going to invite the gay nuns. And then uninvite them.
Yep.
You don't have to, just because you get a little pressure, you can't invite them again. You got to make up your mind.
I couldn't agree with you more.
You got to go one way or the other.
Right.
You know? But I think it's a bad idea in the first place.
I do too.
To have gay nuns or any. We don't need Pride Days. We don't need Armed Forces Days. We don't need any of this stuff.
Play ball.
Let the old guy who was in World War II. Raise the flag. Nobody can have any complaint. If we got a good gay pride soldier that fought in,
yep,
in Iraq. Let him raise the flag.
Let's go here.
But let's forget all the nonsense. Let's forget all the special interest crap and just play ball.
Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Mm-hmm. That's who they were. But the Dodgers got smart, and they must have had them out there at about 5 p.m. because there was nobody in the stands.
I always tell you, well, they had the 2,000 protesters outside.
Yeah, and they had 49,000 for the game.
If Larry David would have been trying to get to that what would have he done? Yeah. Who would have he had in the car with him?
And who would he have offended on the way to the game?
The next Curb Your Enthusiasm when he's going to Dodger Stadium with the gay protest, and he can't have the bulky hooker with him to get there in the HOV lane. Who would it be had to go with him? But I say just stop it all. Stop. You know, hockey is already, one hockey team, who has it already announced? We ain't doing nothing. Mm-hmm. We're not doing nothing.
Only the Kansas City Royals have not done a pride event.
Mm-hmm.
And we're...
Why are we doing... What's the...
Well, I've said...
You're not being biased by not having it if you're not... You know, if you're hosting,
you're not having an event against it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You just play. We have a game tonight.
Yeah. Let's play ball.
Go bleep yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Either go to the game or don't go to the game.
That's right.
Weren't the Royals
conservative lefty in town right here?
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Why bring it upon you? The Dodgers are the greatest baseball entity success story in history. You don't need to make sure the gay lesbian community comes to your games. They're going to be there anyway.
Right.
You know, we don't need it. You don't need it.
Because didn't we discover the Royals, thanks to Rookie, the Royals still have Halter Top Day?
Yeah, they just...
But they give them away.
Oh, that's
right.
They don't
wear them.
That's right.
Yep. But if they give them to you, can you go in the...
Well, that's what we were wondering.
Because that's what used to happen. We didn't put them on them.
Well, of course
they
not.
Had Halter here. But the gals went into the ladies' room and came out wearing them.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought the whole event was you showed up wearing one.
No, we gave them away.
We gave you
cheapest.
One.
They cost like 50 cents.
Right.
These little cloth
things. They were cheap.
Yeah, pretty cheap.
Don't get too close to that fountain in KC, honey.
It couldn't.
The damn thing will be see-through.
It couldn't, I'll never forget Bob Doder, the great Bob Doder from UPI. He died young, cancer. He's in his 50s, but he had he was blind in one eye, so he always wore a patch. But one of those good looking girls in the halter top would come by, and he'd lift up his thing and go like this.
Get it a better angle.
He lift up his patch.
But you'll note they don't dare do that anymore.
Oh God, no! How did the Royals get away with it?
Well, I don't know.
I guess people don't care enough.
Maybe.
Well, if you're giving it away, you can say, "Hey, this is just
Right, but the other teams won't even give them away.
That's true.
Oh God, no.
That's true.
No, I saw that. I said, "Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a Cassidy promotion.
I think we should bring back Nuns Day.
Yep.
Yes, we should.
That was neat. Remember?
That's what they should have done.
Pat, I was thinking of days they used to have. Remember they had Fly-In Day?
Fly-In Day, yeah.
If you had a plane, you were some farmer up in Bismarck.
Yep, flew
you
in.
Flew to the game.
And then they...
What was the day where you'd camp out beyond...
Camp in.
The camp in.
Wait, they'd have RVs show up in the parking lot?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was a bash.
A lot of people.
I always told the story about
sports writers waking up late out there. Having to get up to the press box.
I always told my story about the great Ronnie Berggren.
Yep.
Ronnie's no longer with us, and I don't know anything about his family situation.
So
but,
what the hell?
But we went out there one night. I was still drinking then, and we were out there, and there were trailers, and there was. Hijinks going on, and drinks, and it's midnight or so, 1 o'clock, I go home. I went home. But the next day...
He drove
the home. The A's are here. Yes, I did. Many times.
Not funny, but we're laughing.
Yeah, well, I'm alive.
Yep.
And then everybody,
and everybody else
I never killed anybody. Right. The A's are in town.
Right.
And it's a one... 1:05 afternoon. Right. We didn't have to wait till then.
Oh, God.
And
so you're done by 5.
And they start at 1:05, you know. So there's no Bergie. Where's Bergie? Covering the A's. He's the only guy, the only beat guy traveling. I guess San Francisco had somebody, too. But he worked for the Oakland Tribune. Where's Bergie? And all of a sudden, because behind the camp in, you could see, like, there were some open areas. And you see this guy way out, and he's got a typewriter with him.
Right.
You know, you can see it, and looking at the binocs, and Bergie's coming from the
please, he was awakened by the anthem.
Sid's apartment building in center field. He spent the evening with someone there, and he comes wandering in about 2:50. He got awakened by the anthem.
The anthem woke him up.
The windows are open. telling my Jim's in town.
Yep.
And we were talking about the A's and the old A's and the 3 World Series in a row.
Yeah.
And he mentioned all the players, and I said, well, my favorite was Blue Moon Odom.
Yep.
Because Fowler and me and a couple other guys got hammered with him one night at the Executive House, the little bar upstairs. It held about 25 people. And we were up there drinking.
Is this in Oakland?
After a game. No, the A's flew in.
Yeah.
The A's were coming in for a series. Where's the
Executive House?
It was a hotel. The Executive House. That's where the Twins stayed. And the bar upstairs, and Blue Moon comes up after the A's arrive. And we stayed up drinking with Blue Moon until 3:30 in the morning. So it was great. Hey, Blue Moon was a great guy. Of course, I then had to write my afternoon story, which might have been a little bit of a problem.
Might have had a typo.
Yeah. might have been typing really slowly. And the next day, sending it to the dispatch in triple spaced on the Xerox machine. so you could keep up with it. Why do you got these quotes from Blue Moon Odom? The story that the A's were.
You had a long one-on-one with him, huh?
Right. Blue Moon Odom will be facing the White Sox tomorrow. What
who the hell cares?
Yeah, right. Unbelievable. Oh, well.
All right.
That's it. We're both doing fine. Both of us old gents.
That's right.
Yeah. Goodbye. This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Ricey for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this summer, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. That doesn't include Fulda, by the way. But anyway, the Canopy Group has clients in all but 7 of these. Why is that fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 16 insurance companies for a reason: to match your specific situation, including 2-year zip codes, with the absolute best insurance company for you. This is done for you annually because your specific situation may change. It is also true that the insurance company's appetite might change as well when you only have one option. This experience working throughout Minnesota provides thousands of Canopy Group clients with peace of mind knowing that the Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit thecanopygroup.com today.